You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, Days of Our Lives fans. It's Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your full roster of weekly spoilers for Days of Our Lives running from Monday, May 13th, all the way through Friday, May 17th. And this is the last full week of May sweeps. There's only going to be like two or three days of it the following week. So everything is hitting high notes coming up. This week's going to be all build towards front burner storylines. I'm very excited to share all of these spoilers with you. If you have not, please reach down, click subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates. Let's dive right in with the action happening Monday, May 13th, 2024, season 59, episode 186. We've got Stephanie Johnson and Everett Lynch talking. They are reminiscing about their recent time together. I thought it was really cool the other day when he kind of started being cold to her, kind of ran her off, and then went over to flirt with that cutie at the bar and introduced himself as Bobby. So when Stephanie and Everett are talking, watch carefully, because maybe that's Bobby, maybe it's Everett. We'll see. Sloan and EJ have to face facts about Jude Brady. Sounds like by Monday, EJ might have confirmation about the DNA results from Dr. Rolfe. We'll see. Jada and Rafe talk about her married life when she was with Bobby and how that went. Obviously, she's a little shell-shocked about it, still has some trauma left over. So we'll see if there's anything nice she has to say about the man. And Eric and Nicole are together when they have a surprising run-in with Leo Stark. And of course, the last time Eric talked to Leo, he went to confront him about blackmailing Sloan, and Leo was just falling down, sloppy, drunk, and sad. And Eric just felt bad for him. So he tucked him into bed and left him. So I just wonder how much of this conversation is going to be recap, or if Leo is even going to remember anything that he did recently. Kristen corners Ava. She wants to talk to her about the two deaths in her apartment. Gil, remember him? He was the guy who tried to rape her, who was working for Clyde, and did she shoot him or she stabbed him? I think she shot him. Anyway, she killed him dead. And then Lee turned up dead, stabbed, both in the apartment. And of course, Kristen is trying to help exonerate Gabby, but I don't think trying to blame Lee's murder on Ava is going to work for her. Tuesday, May 14th, 2024 is season 59, episode 187. Marlena talks to Brady, and she wants to know if he is sitting on some residual feelings for Kristen, or maybe some new and growing feelings. When he talks to her, he seems mostly irritated and he seems more interested in Teresa than Kristen, but we'll see how it goes. Speaking of Teresa, she tells Alex Kitiakis that she wants to get back together with him. She had been holding out, she had been teasing him, and then he gets his inheritance and all of a sudden she's like, oh, let's get back together. We're set for life. Whoops. I mean, you're set for life. He should just run the other way. Meanwhile, Tate is texting Holly and she is not answering his messages, and he corners her and wants to know why. Plus, Rafe and Jada get together with Stefan and Kristen, and they are putting their heads together trying to clear Gabby of these murder charges and figure out who really killed Lee. After that conversation, that takes us to Wednesday, May 15th, 2024, season 59, episode 188, when Rafe Hernandez goes to DA EJ DeMera and tells him who he thinks really killed Lee Shen. But of course, EJ isn't going to listen because he hates Gabby and he hates Stefan and he is a total prat at this point. Meanwhile, Eric and Nicole are busy working on their article about homelessness in Salem for The Spectator. And of course, they are getting closer and closer, which Sloan and EJ are not going to like. And Chad DeMera is stunned because he stumbles across Abigail DeMera's diary. And obviously, maybe he'll debate for a minute, but I'm quite certain he's going to read it. And Sloan finds Leo drunk again, and she wants to know why he opened his full mouth and told EJ about Jude. So that should be a fun scene. Thursday, May 16th, 2024 is episode 189 of the current season. And Jada tells Steve and Kayla she's got new evidence against Clyde Weston. And I wonder if that comes from the blood-covered notebook that Stefan found. And remember, he and Harris made up that cover story to where Stefan found it, contacted the police. It was Harris that stopped by. And so Harris put it into evidence. But of course, he also has scans of all the pages because he's got like code breakers from his Navy SEAL past working on it, things like that. So, I mean, honestly, they don't need new evidence to put him away. They have plenty of evidence to put him away, plus the jailbreak itself. They just need to get their hands on him. So maybe some of this new evidence points to where he has gone to and where he's hiding out. Xander has a scavenger hunt that he has set up for Sarah Horton. Now, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and these events are happening 4 days after Mother's Day. So I don't know if they're still playing Mother's Day out in Salem. So I don't know if this is a Mother's Day scavenger hunt, because you know how they time stand still sometimes in Salem, or this could be just a treat of some other sort. But what I'm really hoping is that at the end of the scavenger hunt, that there is a ring for him to put on her finger, because I would love to see Xander and Sarah get engaged. And it would be kind of funny if they ended up getting married at the stage set for Maggie and Constantine, since we know that their nuptials are going to explode the following week. Meanwhile, Jada has more concerns about Bobby, about Clyde. She has a lot of stuff going on and, you know, worries about whether this is going to affect her relationship with Rafe. And John and Marlena, speaking of worry, are worried how Constantine will react when he finds out who is inheriting Victor's cash from Maggie. Maggie has realized that the only way that Constantine would have gotten her money would be to kill her. So now she knows. I actually did a video on this. Will Constantine kill Maggie after the wedding? And now manifested, it has come true. That's a pretty fun video. You can see it on our Days playlist or scroll down the main page and you'll find it. Look for the videos that have a gold background. Those are all of our Days of Our Lives ones. All right, that takes us to the last day of the coming week, Friday, May 17th. Season 59, episode 190. Steve Johnson corners Ava and demands, "You tell me where Clyde Weston is." Okay, maybe Ava's got more information by then, but I'm quite certain if she knew where Clyde was, they would either go kill him or they would let the cops have a hold of him. She is not giving him any quarter. So Steve does not trust his ex, though, with good reason. John Black offers to help Eric with Jude. So I wonder if Sloan has taken off and left him without a babysitter and Roman steps in. That'd be very sweet. Nicole tries to make things right between herself and Holly because they had a big fight on Mother's Day. And Stefan is unable to talk his horrible brother EJ into reopening Lee's murder case. So Stefan is going to go over his head and appeal to Mayor Paulina Price. And I mean, I think we can all agree she needs to fire EJ. Those are all of our next week's spoilers for Days of Our Lives. Drop your comments on what you are excited to see. Subscribe if you haven't. And definitely come back soon, because we are here talking Days of Our Lives 7 days a week. And as always, I'm your host, Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.